Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop, the heavy metal podcast for everything in the world of Northeast Ohio,
Bands and stuff. And we're from this state, and we're this guy, and I'm that guy.
Yeah. This is going to be a short episode, because consider it a pre-show. Next week, Redbeard. I'm Eagle, by the way.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard. How are you? How are you people?
Next week. We're gonna be doing WKN 99.99.
Damn!
Next week's gonna be a very special episode. We're gonna localize it. That's what's working. We'll localize it.
We gotta have sound effects. I want lasers. I want machine gun sound effects.
Yes.
And I want the horn.
Got it.
Yeah. Everybody knows what time it is when you hit that horn.
Yeah.
Party time.
That's one of my favorite sound effects to use. Yes.
Like the one bartender at the Alpo's hates it, despises it. When she hears a DJ fucking do that shit, she wants to stab him in the throat with a broken beer bottle and shit. Like, she fucking hates that sound. She's like, God damn, if he hits that fucking horn one more time.
That sound excites me to no end. My 11-year-old son, he used that as his, like, whenever he'd get a text on the cell phone. He had that for a while and blared it. So that pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, cause, you know, it's over and over and over. I mean, he's at the age where he's probably getting, 3,000 texts a month.
It's just, it's constant. It's never ending. But yes, next week, man, I just came up with that. Top of the dome.
Yeah,
WKN 99.99. We're bringing it back, man. We're going to localize the shit out of it. We're going to be playing tons of Northeast Ohio. Yeah, we're keeping it exclusive.
We're going to try to.
I'm
thinking, maybe a Erie band will sneak in. Because it's Erie.
Yeah, I like Erie. I like Pennsylvania.
Local is like Cincinnati is almost 5 hours away. It's 4.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Or Detroit's like 3 hours away. Buffalo is like 3.5 hours away. So Pittsburgh's 2 hours away.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, what's
from
local?
Around?
What is local? No, Northeastern Ohio. We want to do local bands and
hip hoppers. We've already gotten some. I was playing some for you earlier, man. Some really good hip hop shit. No joke. And some other hip hop.
We're bringing the heavy guns with the local music.
Yeah, it's gonna.
We just want to showcase everybody in the local scene. Everybody. Everybody.
So if you have a band or you're a rapper or you're just a musician that has stuff recorded that you want to get out there, hit us up at keepitin99podcast@gmail.com. keepitin99podcast@gmail.com.
I'll be blasting this on my Facebook this week.
Yeah, if you have requests, if you're just a fan and you want to hear a band played on the radio, on the podcast,
because
we're going straight to broadcasting. That's what we're doing next week. Next week is going to be a totally different format, and then in 2 weeks, we'll be back at our crazy antics again, making fun of Dave Mustaine for kicking people out. We're going to grab that show by the pussy. We're going to get back into the normal flow of things, but this week... We're keeping it short. We're keeping it simple. Keep it simple, stupid, as you would say.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Because next week, we're doubling down. It's going to be a layered fucking episode.
Yeah, it's going to be a two-hour music extravaganza.
Extravaganza!
Extravaganza here at the Keeping It 99.
Rover's Morning Glory Hole.
I'm your boy, Beater. I'm going to jump off of this bicycle and land on some tacks.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to do crazy tricks. I'm not doing none of that.
No. And we're going to be playing, spoiler. You're probably going to hear some bands that, we're going to be picking on our own fruition as well. You might hear a Burn Blue Sky. You might hear a Foul Spirits. You might hear some Below the Tide.
You're probably going to hear all that. You're probably going to hear all that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be such a fun episode. I don't want to give away any spoilers, but it's going to be so fun.
Good thing for all of our listeners, we have such good taste in music.
That is true!
It's good for them that we're so awesome.
I don't understand how I'm not getting thank you notes in the mail.
Yeah. Like, chocolates.
Just actually mailing me stuff. I should get a P.O. box.
Now's like the perfect time to mail me chocolates. It's not going to melt in the mail. It's perfect temperature outside.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get here. Delicious. Delectable.
Man, yeah.
Is that a word? Delectable?
Delectable?
Is that it?
I don't know.
Delect.
Delectable?
Delectable? Delectable?
Like a delicacy?
Delectable. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I Let's like look to, up this word.
I feel like I have to Google a word that I just... Well, Rubber City Redbeard has the IQ of a piece of burnt toast.
Delectable is delicious.
Delectable.
Delectable.
That's what I meant.
Mouthwatering.
Did I say delectable?
You said delectable.
I did.
You're thinking like Huxtables and delicious at the same time.
I would never think of anything that has to do with Cosby in my mouth.
Pudding.
Never.
You know, like, thinking about pudding?
No.
Putting your dick where it doesn't belong?
Boom! Oh, boom! See what he did there? You see what he did with the word?
Mm-hmm.
How he switched it and then he put it in? He was like, bam!
That's what she said.
No.
That is what she said. How have you been, though? You been good? That was,
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I'm fine, I guess. My grandfather passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
94 years young.
Woo!
Yeah, he's old. Old guy. 1922, he was born.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, awesome. Marvin Bell. Awesome guy. So dude, he had hands like fucking cinder blocks.
Oh, man.
Like, his fists were huge, and they were like fucking rock. They were like stones. That dude could probably knock out anybody I know when he was 70.
Man.
Not that he would, because he was a nice guy.
Right?
Just saying. He had the hands that could knock out pretty much anybody.
94. So do you suspect foul play, or is it natural causes?
CIA. Possible Hillary Clinton involvement. Was he droned? No, I'm not going to say that she did it.
But a drone was on the scene. Do it.
I'm just saying. Now, he'd been sick the past few weeks, and he had moved back with one of his sons. He was taking care of him.
Yeah.
Instead of going to a home, you know. And I guess he got pneumonia and then, you know, was just sick and died one morning.
Man.
He was 94. That's, you know, to me, like, it's sad because he was, you know, he's an awesome dude. I haven't talked to him in a long time. And so it's sad that he's gone, but at the same time, 94 years old, man. Like, you lived... Damn, like, you know, 30 years past most people.
Yeah, right?
20 years past most people. 10 years past, well, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He
94 is something I do not see
I
ever.
Don't even want it.
Nope.
I don't want it. But he was, you know, he was, he was a 94-year-old guy that had, like, an iPhone 6.
Yeah, so
and
he's...
was smarter than, you know, like, he was more, like, technology able than yeah. I am. Like, I'm a moron when it comes to that shit. When the iPhones came out, mm-hmm. he had one. He's had the iPhone ever since they came out. Like, that dude is very hip. And,
So if you get to 94, that's kind of, that'd be what I would aspire to be. Is
always,
actual...
always progress. Always try to keep learning. And which I stopped doing. I stopped a long time ago, apparently.
Like,
I
13.
I hate the music today. You know? Nothing's cooler to me than wearing a bandana and some African colored clothes that I have no business wearing.
Cross colors.
I look cool, right? Cross. Why are you beating me up? I don't understand. he was the president of the Ohio Country Music Association.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that was a thing,
member
but.
For 40 some years or whatever, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Play bluegrass.
Well, rest
He's
in
a
peace.
He's a harmonica player, yeah. Rest in peace, G Paul. So that's, you know, that's what was up with me.
Yeah.
Nothing. Working and doing that.
Right.
You know.
I got to go to Sugar Creek, aka Real Deal Amish fucking Country, this week. Spent an entire day with my ladies, my mother, my wife, my daughter. Went to Amish country. We went to this place called, I think it's called Dutch Valley Restaurant, which my family apparently owns because I come from a long line of Amish people.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm like 3 generations separated from just being Amish altogether.
Right.
And when we had our family reunion over the summer, they built this tent for us to eat under. It was this huge fucking tent where they had just giant, you know, like they cut up their own 2x4s, whatever. And they planted them in the trees
that week real quick. They're chopping down.
Yeah, Amish is fuck, man. Yeah. And so I got to go up to Amish country where, you know, the Wi-Fi is non-existent. And, good. You know, got a lot of, we got a lot of meat, got a lot of cheese. Just purchased a shitload of food.
Fresh maple syrup and
honey. It was like fresh everything. Yeah. Everything. The meat in Sugar Creek is worth the hour trip.
I mean, like, I go out to Hartville a lot, but I haven't been to, like, actual Amish country since I was on a field trip when I was a kid.
It's been a long time for me, too. The last time that I went, I think I was on pain pills with my mom. Like I broke my foot.
Okay, you had an injury.
Yeah.
You have to specify the day and age.
Broke my foot. Took a lot of pain pills with my mom.
Me and my mom were hanging out all high and shit.
This is pretty much it. She was taking pain pills for something. So we were both having a field day down in Amish country. We were like, we should move here. You know what'd be great if we had a place here.
They're like, we don't want you.
Just get out of the city. Get out of the dirty, dirty city. So nothing really going on in my life, man. I went to fucking Amish country. That's how exciting
That is awesome, though. I mean, that is exciting because, you know, we live the regular life and shit. And then when we, like, go back to the simpler times, we're like, oh, my God, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah. And home cooking, but goddamn, the food is so good. The food was so good.
Because they still use, like, lard out there. Like, they use lard to cook shit with.
Yeah.
Good for them.
They made their own noodles. I had noodles that were homemade. Mm. Homemade mashed potatoes. Oh, it was so good.
Growing up, my dad would cook everything with lard. He made fresh pasta. I miss them days.
Man.
I miss them days.
I wish I could cook well.
I can. I just don't. I don't.
Speaking of what you hear about Micah T down in the lovely
trying out for Chopped.
Yeah, man, he's the main man at Mr. Zub's in Akron and in Kent.
He's the man in Kent. He's the man at both of them.
Mr. Zub's, I highly recommend this place. You want to talk about sandwiches? Nobody does sandwiches better than Mr. Zub's.
Nope.
And Micah T, that guy, if you see him, tell him Rubber City Redbeard. And Eagle say, what's up? And maybe he'll hook you up. Maybe he'll hook you up. He'll give you a high five, a pat on the butt. Maybe he'll give you a free water.
Give him a little squeeze on the bottom.
But yeah, man, so Chopped, he's trying out for Chopped. And I hope that God, he would be perfect.
How are you not going to pick this guy for that show?
Right.
He is 6 foot fucking giant. And, you know, he has crazy hair most of the time. And his ideas, you know what I mean? Like, just his personality and shit? How do you not pick this dude for television?
It's infectious. It's infectious. Like, he's one of those guys that he's got a billion friends, and everybody's like, I feel like that's my brother. And I see him, and everybody's like, you're my brother, dude. You're my brother, dude. But, like, in my world, I'm like, he's one of my 5 best friends in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that dude is my family. He's but there's also thousands of other people that feel the same way. His personality, like you said, it just explodes. So We're fully backing Micah T.
We met back in the day. We worked at the Haunted Schoolhouse Laboratory together.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. I was, fuck, man, 19?
Yeah, like
that.
Really?
Yeah. So 19, 20 years old. Some shit like that. But yeah, he used to drive that truck around with the shit on the front of it.
Yeah, it was like the cow one? Was it that the cow one?
Yeah.
Micah T's a great dude. I'm wishing him nothing but the best. I want to see him on my television.
Again, like,
him his own show.
One of my favorite things to eat. While after partaking in herbal remedies,
natural medicine,
the High Tower with chicken, the High Tower with chicken, which again, it's fucking chicken, bacon, and macaroni and cheese on a sandwich. It's a sandwich, people.
Yeah,
with macaroni and cheese, bacon, and chicken.
I love it. Love that shit
so much.
Go to Mr. Zub's, people. That's what this episode is now. It's just Mr. Zub's episode now.
Why aren't we eating it right now? We should be eating it. Ooh, you know what we're doing for the 2-hour episode? Mr. Zub's. We're going to get some fucking Zub's.
Dude, I like that idea.
Next week's episode is sponsored by Mr. Zub's.
Zub's will be sponsored by Keeping It 99.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to give them our money, but they're sponsoring us. You figure it out.
Yeah, that's how it works with places nowadays in podcasts, right?
Yeah. You can use our name, but They don't even know. They probably wouldn't approve. Michael would approve.
I really hope that he gets on there. I would love to see him on TV.
Last time we hung out, we were at a little bar over in Kenmore, and I got him drunk as shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he was already on his way, but then I fucking hit him with the Jaeger shots, and I was like, oh, I bought it, dude. You gotta drink it now. He's like, he went to the bathroom, came back, double shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of gave me the look like, duh, dude, I'm already drunk. What are you doing to me? You're fucking ruining my life. Drink it.
This might surprise you, but the last time that I hung out with Micah T, he was super fucking drunk. He showed up at a party, very, very drunk. And we were talking, you know what we talked about all night? Was we talked about cooking and his passion for cooking.
That's why he's perfect for that fucking show.
Absolutely.
I'm a fan of Chopped. Like, I love watching those shows. And anything that has to do with food, yeah. I love watching it.
You know? I love it. I love those shows, too.
Micah T is perfect for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it's taken him this long to even try out for one of them motherfuckers. Because I watched, what's that one with Gordon Ramsay where he's all like, you know, you fucking pig.
Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen. Why is he not on Hell's Kitchen?
Dude, he would kill on Hell's Kitchen, which just started, by the way. The new season just started a few weeks ago, and it's a...
I haven't got to watch it.
It's a great, it's a good, it's a... Man, me and Jessica, I think for years, that's been, you know, Chef Ramsay, that Gordon Ramsay's our dude.
Love that guy.
That guy's cool as fuck.
He's a sweetheart.
He really is a sweetheart.
He's a funny guy. He's nice. Like, he's mean in the kitchen. Guess what? You have to be. You ever fucking cook professionally in a kitchen? Especially, like, during dinner rush? Fuck you. If you can handle that, you can handle all kinds of shit.
And and especially since half the people on that show are fucking numbskulls that deserve cussed out.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can tell that it's one of those things where the producers just put some people on just to be characters. They're like, oh, this guy will start some drama, and that'll get us some more ratings. And, you know, there's always the shoo-ins that you're like... Because right from the first episode, you can pick three people. You go, I think it's going to be one of those three.
Right.
They
so level headed. There's always like some pretty ones.
Hard work. Yeah.
And then the angry ones. And then there's like a crazy chick.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a fat crazy dude one time. He was like a big fat crazy Italian dude. Like talked to himself all the time. And
oh, yeah.
I can't remember what season that was. But that dude was hilarious.
I think that was like five seasons of that. And then you get.
Right.
It's kind of a must. Most of them covered in tattoos, smoking cigarettes, half the show.
Yeah.
Just complaining about like, oh, like you're that's, a fucker, that's you're
immediately
a
where they go. They go upstairs to the couch smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. All of them.
Fucking smokers.
So get on that, Micah T. This whole show's gonna be about Micah T.
Yeah, I just entered into Micah.
Why not? We talk about the local scene. This guy is a gem. A local gem of a person as a chef. Just a wonderful human being, man.
Well, see, he's dating a lovely little vixen. I seen.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well played, Don. Get down the booty. Get down the booty. I'm proud of you, Micah. Everything you do, brother. Death or the ball. Tell all of your friends. Tell them all. Every single person you know. Make flyers for next week's show.
Go street team.
Because the local music scene is going to come to motherfucking life on this podcast. That's right. We don't even care if we have permission from some of these bands. We're just going to play their shit.
No, we're playing your shit. We don't care. Look, we're not making a goddamn red cent off of any of it.
Nope.
So, tough titties if you don't want us to play it. Because we're just going to do it.
We are.
You can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it. What are you going to do? You get dressed up like a clown.
Huh? Clowns don't scare us, motherfucker.
Show up outside my house.
That would scare me. Somebody just showed up in my house. You know how bad I hate it when people just show up in my house? Fucking.
Oh, yeah, like unannounced, like just, like you're sitting there.
Hey, I was in the neighborhood.
Yeah, no. Well, why? Why are you in my neighborhood?
Ooh, I should blow your guts all over my
Do you know what else is crazy? Like that you're in my neighborhood. Do you know what else is in my neighborhood? A payphone at fucking Sunoco. Why didn't you fucking call me from the goddamn payphone? Oh, yeah, look, you got a phone in your pocket? Why didn't you call me from that fucking phone? Don't just come over and knock on my door. Shit is annoying. It's like last-minute plans. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, last-minute plans?
I can't do it. I have my day planned out. My whole day is mapped out and shit.
Right.
And when somebody's like, you know, want to do this, or we're doing this,
yeah,
or this is happening... It totally fucks my head up. It like instantly starts that NASCAR shit in my head where all my brain is like scrambled and everything is just spinning in a circle like 1,000 miles an hour and I can't slow it down. And I don't even know why. I don't even know why. But it does. It totally throws a fucking monkey wrench in my life when people fucking try that last minute shit with me. like, I feel like the government should be talking to us about Russia nuking us and shit right now instead of waiting until the day that the missile's in the air to go, hey, by the way, we're at war with Russia and there's a nuke on its way.
Last minute.
That's going to fuck my day up.
That's like, last minute planning to...
I can't do that. What? How far can I possibly get away from the blast zone if you only give me so much time? I need to get away from the blast zone.
But luckily, it's just Russia. I mean, who's scared of fucking Russia?
I mean, everybody should be.
Should they?
Yeah. They're drunk and they fight a lot. And they have nukes. They have long-range ballistic missiles that are capable of fucking nuking the United States. That's what you should be scared of. Do you know what the number 5 city was back in the day to get nuked? Ravenna, Ohio.
Was it Ravenna? Because of the Ravenna Arsenal?
That band is. They was so fucking bad that they was like, we'll nuke you motherfuckers if you don't stop playing that awesome music.
Yeah.
True. Ravenna Arsenal was like the number 5 city to get hit at one point.
But not anymore, thank goodness.
Well, they stopped for many, many years. Now, they're out there testing shit again. They have the whole fucking urban commando thing set up out there. When they're running drills, I have attack helicopters flying over my fucking house. There's C-130s flying over Kent. Like, they're definitely doing shit out there. So, I'm gonna say that me and my little trailer park will probably get vaporized.
By Russia, though?
Yeah!
I don't know, man.
And that would be my luck, right? Like, that they would just launch one, like, hey guys, and they would launch one, and it would vaporize my shit. I'm not trying to sound like a fucking asshole. I'm like,
no.
I hope other people get vaporized, but I hope other people get vaporized. Like, don't vaporize me and shit.
Right, yeah.
I want to live.
Put yourself first on the not get vaporized list.
A Satanist.
And then close ones.
a Satanist.
Hail Satan.
And a Buddhist. It's a very hard life to live, people.
I'm a Buddhist.
This is why my brain's so fucked up, because I'm fighting with myself constantly. But then I don't want to fight with myself because it's not a very Buddhist thing to do.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you got to quit fighting with yourself. Like, myself is such an asshole. I don't know how other people fucking deal with me. It's hard for me to deal with me. Seriously, I feel lucky to be as loved as I am by so many people because I'd want to punch myself in the face all the time, I think, if I was a friend of mine. Big Joe back in the day when he almost punched me in the face.
Yeah.
Probably should have just punched me in the face.
You sure think that would have changed you?
I'm sure. Well, I don't know if it would have changed me, but I probably deserved it. You know what I mean? At some point.
You would have a lot more respect for Big Joe now.
Yeah. I just think he's a fucking pussy for not punching me.
Now, when you see him, you're just like, just shake your head, disappointment.
It was funny because when he came out with Big Don to that show, the Angel Vivaldi show, and hung out at the door and shit, we started telling a story or whatever, and Big Don didn't know about that. And I was like, kind of like the time you almost punched me in the face. And Joe stopped and was like, come on, man. Like, he still feels bad to this day about almost punching me. Like, he didn't even punch me.
And that's how friends
are.
And
he still feels bad. He loves me so much. I don't fucking deserve that shit. I'm an asshole.
That's how friends are.
I'm a fucking asshole.
That kind of shit always eats me up. Like, I always think back to... There was some situation. I don't recall what the situation was. But we... The Crush Groove, the band that I was in, we played some show at the Voodoo without Rich Griggs, who, good luck in surgery next week with your kidney stones and stuff, brother.
His balls?
He's peeing out rocks, man. He's got to go get surgery because he's peeing out rocks.
That's because he's so metal.
Yeah.
It's because he rocks so much.
He rocks so much. He rocks coming so out hard, his dick. He's
pissing it out his dick.
I wish you well, brother. I really, really do. But I'll never forget the look on his face when he walked in through the door at the Voodoo and I was sitting at the bar. I turn around and I see him looking at me just pissed. Completely pissed at me. I just smile real big, put my arms up like, hey, brother! And he shakes his head no. He goes,
no.
Very, I still think slow. About that. No. It eats me up at night sometimes. When I'm in the shower, that's the shit I'm thinking about. Where I'm just like, that's your encounter.
That's your night terror that you have and shit. When you wake up out of a dead sleep like, I'm sorry.
And my reaction to that was to walk up to him and hug him anyway and go, don't be mad at me. It's me. Why would you be mad at me?
Did he push you away like, no?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want this. And I was like, come on.
Your hands are unwanted.
But if that was ever to get brought up to me, I would just, I would probably be like Big Joe and be like, I feel so, still bad. It eats me inside.
I'm trying to think of something that I've done to Big Joe that I would feel bad about. I think I called him. Oh yeah. I didn't realize it was his birthday and he owed me some money or some shit. And I called him all pissed off about owing me money and it was his birthday in it. And I didn't even say happy birthday before I started fucking getting on him about the finances and shit. No, it was a total dick move. And I definitely still feel bad for that one. So I understand how you can still feel bad for stuff.
You know what it is? It's cause we're good people.
You know
we're
what
humble,
it is?
Humble, modest, well, good people.
So humble. My fire's burning
bright. Haunted faces in the night. It is October, so when we come back after
it's Rocktober.
Rocktober. Oh, it's Cocktober.
Oh, it's pissing rocks out your Cocktober.
Love you, Rich. I'm thinking maybe here in 2 weeks, man, we should talk about some Halloween stuff, some spooky shit, because horror movies and heavy metal go hand in hand.
Yeah! They're the same. They do, I agree.
So I think maybe we'll do that after we do our super special WKI 99.99 episode.
Welcome to the local music extravaganza on WKI 9999.
And you can expect good music like this.
And also this.
Hey, fuckface, remember me?
Ooh. What about this?
Damn. Check this out.
Boom! We're gonna get all of that and more next week. Tell your friends once again, keeping it 99podcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up
on Facebook.
We wanna hear your shit.
Send requests. So remember when you could send requests to the radio stations? We're going to do that.
Send us pictures of your feet.
Send Redbeard pictures of your feet. Keep that shit away from my inbox. Whatever you do,
keep that shit away. You send it to keepitin99@gmailfeet.com.
Yeah. I'm saying it's that time.
It's that time.
It's that time.
Badass band of the week!
Bunches and bunches, punches is thrown into your frontless. Oodles and noodles, bang bullets at suckers' noodles. Last album, voodoo.
Inoculation?
These guys, dude.
Inoculation! I was playing this shit for my wife last night, and it's like I was telling you, you can judge a heavy metal band real simple. Just imagine walking into a venue, this band's playing on stage, you're hearing the song that you're hearing. What's your reaction? If your reaction is, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, who's on stage right now?
Inoculation is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely not the band you walk into the bar and go, going to the bar.
Yeah. No, no.
Take your shots first.
You're going to stare. You want to see their gear. You want to see how badass the guitars go. Everything about this band, brutal.
Ridiculous.
Heavy as fuck.
It's another one of those bands that, you know, melt your face off.
Yeah.
The face melting. Riffs.
So we're going to play The Sentient Mutation.
I couldn't even pronounce that. I'm glad he read it.
What a cool name for a song.
Then I guess next week.
Next week.
And then?
Don't forget, next week. I don't know if we brought it up. Keepitin99podcast@gmail.com. Send us some MP3s. Send us some requests on Facebook. We'll see what we can do for you. We're gonna keep that shit local. It's going to be beautiful, man. Next week's going to be a very, very special episode.
Also, inoculation's about to rip your fucking balls off.
Yep. And so until then, my name's Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye!